This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Some in Uvalde, Texas are worried as the new school year begins today. 3 months after a gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary, killing 19 children and two teachers. The AP's Julie Walker.
Hesitation and concern in the community where new fencing around Uvalde's public schools is still not finished, nor are the installation of new security cameras or locks. Also, there's a new heavy police patrol, but many families don't trust that after the widespread failures by law enforcement. So far, more than 100 families signed up for virtual school, while others put their kids in private schools. As for Robb Elementary School, where an 18-year-old with an AR-15-style rifle killed those children in the fourth-grade classrooms, there will never be classes there again.
Millions of Americans are wrestling with Mother Nature. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say California will face its highest chance of blackouts this week. A brutal heat wave continues to blanket the state with triple-digit heat. As people crank up their air conditioners, the state is forecasting record levels of energy use that could hit record demand today.
Much of the South had flash flood watches yesterday. Parts of the East Coast have been under flash flood watches into today. Fears are growing again this morning as shelling continues around that nuclear plant in Ukraine, a day after the facility was again knocked off Ukraine's electricity grid and put in the precarious position of relying on its own power to run safety systems. As Liz Truss steps into the role of prime minister in Britain today, she is facing a nation that could be in a recession by the end of the year, says the Bank of England. Francis Tiafoe has ended Rafael Nadal's winning streak at Grand Slam tournaments by beating the champion 6-4, 4-6, 6-4, 6-3 in the U.S. Open's fourth round. This is AP News. Some new information on where Russia might be getting some of its weapons for its war in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
Newly downgraded U.S. intelligence suggests Moscow is pursuing millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea for its ongoing fight in Ukraine. An official who spoke on the condition of anonymity says to turn to the isolated state of North Korea demonstrates the Russian military continues to suffer from severe supply shortages due in part to export controls and sanctions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In flood-stricken Pakistan, where monsoon season has killed hundreds of people, the rains now threaten a famed archaeological site dating back 4,500 years, the ruins of Mohenjo-Daro, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, considered among the best-preserved urban settlements in South Asia. They were discovered in 1922. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.